Coach, from a broadcast standpoint, the Dallas game was a lot of fun. Kind of seemed to have everything in it. How much of that carries over, and what do you look at or remember from that game going into Monday to open up the road trip?
I think whether it was this year or in the past, the Dallas games are always have a little bit of everything. There's really probably more excitement last year than the coaches would have liked. There's lots of, it's a high-end chance game. Special teams has a big impact with their power play, especially. There's just enough physicality on both teams. They got just enough guys that if the game, they're hotly contested. Like, their leaders drive hard, you know, Ben and Wheeler, physical players. So they're excited. They're good hockey games. There's always seems to be more chances than you both teams would want, maybe. But a lot of that has to do with the skill level, right? They've got a couple of guys in the back end like we do that can change the way the game looks. They've got some really good finishers and speed up front. And then there's quite a bit of good grit in the lineup. So pretty exciting games.
From your standpoint, can you walk us through the week ahead? You know, you've got a game Monday, you got Friday, Saturday. How do you manage that with your team going into this trip?
Well, it's a bigger picture of what we've – it almost goes back to training camp, right? We had a concept that we wanted to spend an awful lot of time on, and we did, and we brought that into the season. And then our schedule changed, and we had another block of speed that we're trying to get to in all areas of the ice, moving faster, moving the puck quicker. And that continues on. So one of the four mandatory days off will happen on the Tuesday, and then we'll get on ice for due days of practice, back-to-back games, then a flight day. So we got to make the most of those practice days and get back to the speed. We had a five-day block that, you know, we've come out of pretty good when we looked at how we've performed that. So we're trying to use these bigger blocks of practice to really reinforce what we're trying to get done.
Coach, after the game, Connor Hellebuyck was rather emphatic that he had the puck on that second goal, that it was in his possession. Is that a play you wish you would have challenged, or upon further review, what did you see?
Yeah, it looked the same way from the bench than it does. I got three guys that look at it on the same time. I'd like to give you a better answer than I can't tell you what's a goal right now, what's not. I thought the goal we had the other night was a goal all day long. Shifes in the crease, Tanev's goal. So it's there is a bit of 50-50. I don't worry about losing my time out. You worry about your ability to challenge later on something that's clear, because I think with the traffic to the net, it's very difficult for the referees to see what's going on. They almost go by the reaction of the goaltender on that. I didn't have clean possession on it. Could see the puck the whole time, so that's why we left it.
Where is Adam Lowry in his progression?
Yeah, I would think he's probable for tomorrow.
Okay. Points in 10 of your last 11, right? What goes into that? I mean, surviving the lows, resiliency, that allows you to, you know, be coming away with points, whether wins or sometimes when you deserve them, sometimes maybe not as much.
All of your game has to be at a reasonably good level, and then you need pieces to get hot, right? So whether that's your goaltender, your penalty killing, your power player, or you get a real dominant run by a line to be able to go on any kind of streak. So our penalty kill early and our goaltending. I think our goaltending was good, but our penalty killing was outstanding in the early part of this, and our power play over the last few games has heated up. So that's been a good balance, very consistent goaltending. Dallas game was a good, solid, tight gap game. And being ready to start on time, so you're not digging yourself out of a hole. We've been pretty darn good at being ready when the pucks drop. That's important as well. The other team gets two or three on you, and you know what the stats are, and the other team scores first. So we've been starting on time and pretty solid.
Nick Ehlers said this year compared to past years, he feels so far at least that you guys have been able to find consistency that you lacked in the past. Do you agree with that? And if so, how have you done that?
Well, we're reasonably healthy is a big part of it. Our schedule doesn't look anything like it looked last year. And we're a little bit more mature. So we're not, you know, I mean, we're breaking in one or two rookies instead of four. So you're going to be more, the fewer rookies you have in your lineup, basically, the more consistent you are. Guys who've got experience, the kids usually give you 1-4, maybe 2-4 if they're special, and they get a little older, they get you to 3-4, and so your whole group looks a little better. But having Tyler in the lineup on our back end, bringing in Kulikov, and our goaltending's been pretty good.
the nature of overtime, I guess, when you throw a bunch of skill guys out right across the league, it would be hard to identify a trend because it's a bit of a crapshoot. But right. you're sort of winless in those three overtimes. Yep. What have you seen in those? Are there things that has to change, or is it just kind of the luck of the moment?
No, there's some things specifically. With the two of our top nine out, I've run one line real hard. I haven't necessarily been on the ice for it, but one of them is a 4-on-3, so that doesn't relate. I know that last year we were elite in the 3-on-3 tournament. We were really, really good. We haven't really changed our focus on it. The game hasn't... nothing's changed really 3-on-3 that I've seen in the games, and it would be a small sample size to decide. I like getting into the overtime. I think that playing the kind of hockey, one of the things we struggled with last year was how we lost games, and being able to keep them tight and staying tight in games. We're going to get into that 3-on-3 a little bit more. We can spread some minutes out a little bit over the 5-on-5, over the 60 minutes. I think we'll have a little more jump there when we get into that 3-on-3.
Is Josh Morrissey a guy that you can see maybe playing a bit of a role in that 3-on-3?
Sure. You know, absolutely. I kind of like Josh goes under the radar here, and I don't have to talk about him a whole lot. This guy's been outstanding for a year and 12 games, and he's running hard, hard minutes. And he's killing penalties, where this is a guy who came into the league as an offensive defenseman, and he's now kind of rounded into our go-to shutdown pair with Jake Trouba, another young guy. He's got big minutes on him. So, yeah, the power play's there for him, and the 3-on-3's there for him, but now we're talking about 26 minutes, 25 minutes a night. And he's going so well. He's playing so – and he plays a hard game, right? He's closed gap, banging. We're really happy where he is. We're going to be a little bit patient with how many more minutes we throw on him.
Two more things. As far as can you give us a Matthew Perreault update?
Yeah. He skated kind of not on consecutive days, and he's just okay. So I don't have him this weekend. I mean, he's coming with us so we can skate him. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to get to feeling really good, and then we can push him on the ice. All his conditioning's been off ice, so I don't right now have him on the two games this weekend.
Just a final thing, I had a conversation with Matt Hendricks, and he, you know, on Thursday he did his Hendricks Heroes with the military. Can you just talk about him in a general sense, about the character of this fellow, and he comes from a military background. He's had that program, this Hendricks Heroes, where he honors, recognizes people in the service, and he's done it in different organizations. He's continuing it here. Just, can you just talk about his character?
Yeah, we need mentors, and some of it is by position, by roles. So you've got, you know, Blake Wheeler in terms of his on ice and just his personality. He's a great mentor for those kind of players. But really where Matt has been invaluable is a mentor in the character role. So all the things that he does off the ice, he's doing on the ice and in practice, right? It's great to have him for a guy like Brendan Lemieux. It's great for when Matt comes in, he has such a respect for the game and for people and the value of playing every day, and he understands the gift that playing in the NHL is. Everybody else who's kind of sitting beside him on the bench or playing with him starts to see it in that light, and it changes how they view their job. So we have quite a bit more respect. So we talked about our bottom six not scoring goals. It wasn't a real problem in my mind because it was building something else. Now they're scoring a little bit, but it's the other being hard. So you know, Brandon Tanev right now playing as well as him. Andrew Kopp played a great game for us here last night. Joel Armia had a real slow start starting to come. So those guys are impacted by his personality and his character. It's the same with all the things it'll do for the Winnipeg Jets in terms of the community. He's got a certain kind of character. He shows up every single day. He values it. He works hard at it. If you've met him, he goes out of his way to treat people. Those maybe not the right words. I don't think he goes out of his way. I think that's his nature. He treats people a certain way. He certainly values the sacrifice that other people make. When you talk about the soldiers, the men and women that he's supporting, and he's trying to make that kind of same sacrifice in his daily life.